What we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
The halfway up song.
Yeah. I didn't want to do the too high, you know.
Fucking absolute fool.
When you're younger, you always have dreams and you always think, oh yeah, I want to play AFL. But realistically, like, especially when I started getting a bit older, I didn't actually think it was something that could come through.
Did you kick 0-11 a few years back at North Beach?
Yeah, I might have.
I need to get uncomfortable to be comfortable, and I think I need to be somewhere else to develop my football. Like, I just don't think I can stay here and grow as a player and grow as a person.
How many times have you watched yourself either hitting the winning runs or that last over?
Oh, God, I think only about 300.
You know, I actually re-looked at the story he was posted to look at his jersey number in case that was a question.
Really? So you did study?
Yes, well, that was the only thing.
Yeah, right. Do you want to go for another half an hour and give us the last question?
Ah, yes, welcome back to the Brian Ethan podcast, episode 119. And of course, it is all thanks to Skinbro. Use code BrianEthan20 for 20% off at skinbro.com. And of course, the essentials kit is $54.99 without the discount code. Imagine it with the discount code.
Absolutely.
Hatlocker, of course, you can also use code BrianEthan20 for 20% off at hatlocker.com.au. And of course, Cheetah Clothing, which... Well, saying off air, the hoodies release is probably not too far away, but...
We might need to use them for a couple more months with this weather.
We might not need them at all throughout winter with the apostrophe marks.
Yep. Now, the PSA starts this week at the time of recording. This man has done wonders there. He's still involved in a coaching role, but also for Claremont more recently, coming off a couple of league appearances. Said he's a big fan when we messaged him, so fan turned guest, I guess you could say. Ashton Bryant, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. Now, we'll touch on your time in the league shortly, but firstly, how did you get to the Tigers from Scarborough Junior Footy Club?
Yeah, so I actually started at North Beach.
North Beach. Claremont, is it? That's super. No,
it's where you live.
It's like both, yeah. There's players on both.
Oh, yeah, true.
I still played at North Beach. So then that was tough because my dad, he'd played for Scarborough and he... like captain of Scarborough, so he really hated that I played for North Beach. Then later on I moved to Scarborough, and that was, you know, awesome. We won a premiership there, so many good mates that I made through that process, and then obviously got to play with them at Claremont, which was really cool for you. I actually got to play in the flag with, which was awesome. And then I guess the most important years of my footy journey have probably been at Hale. So I started playing in the first 18, I got to play the season in year 10, which was really cool. Something I love. I really don't think there's anything better than school footy, which is probably good because I'm sure you guys want to talk about school footy, but it's absolutely awesome, and I loved my years there, and it had a massive impact, I think, on me as a footballer. I had great coaches in Jason Norrish and Brad Weirer, so they were really big parts of my footy journey and still are until today. I guess I got the chance to play Colts last year, played in the flag, which was awesome, and now, playing at Claremont still.
Going to Hale, was the goal to always play ones eventually? And who were some of the guys you looked up to when you first went to the school?
That's a great question because I get to play with them now, which is the most awesome part. So when I came in year 7, boys like Anthony Davis, he was particularly the one I remember. Like, he used to just dominate when he played Hale, and he was 100% the person that you look up to. Absolutely. When you go down as a year 7, you go to like Craig Oval and you get to see all the older kids and you feel the hill. It's just an awesome atmosphere on a Saturday, and you 100% want to be a part of it. So it's always been a goal, and I was really lucky in year 10 to be a part of it. And I guess as a year 10, you're not really mates with the year 11s and 12s to start with, so you're kind of almost on the outer of the culture, but then you kind of come in, which was really cool. And I just love school footy.
Clearance King is what some described you as last year for Hale. What was it, I guess, about the PSA comp that really suited your game? Is it the fact that most PSA grounds are small, so it's easier to clear out?
Yeah, well, there's lots of stoppages in PSA as well because it's a small ground. So I think I do my best work around the stoppage, so that probably suited me. But I guess with Claremont, I didn't necessarily, because of PSA, I didn't spend a lot of time there.
Yeah.
So I kind of came in late. But being in PSA and being involved, from a young age kind of means that you're always around the culture and you're always, around the boys and training a lot together. So I guess having those reps that I got to do at PSA probably suited me a lot. But I think you you're right. The smaller grounds probably did help.
Yeah. With the captaincy, how did you deal with the added responsibility, both on the field but off the field as well? No doubt, probably a lot more commitments than probably what your schoolmates had.
Yeah. You're talking about captaincy of football?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously it's you're the leader of the team.
Leader of the school, just about.
Yeah. So it does take a lot of responsibility, and it means a lot. Like we talk about at the school, the football team does dictate the mood on a Monday.
Yeah.
Like if you come off a loss, which I've come off a few losses.
Yeah.
You know, the mood at the school's flat. Like they expect the first outing to win, so it is a lot of responsibility around the school. But I loved it being the captain. I love school footy. It was awesome to be able to lead, you know, my mates and be able to be the captain of the school's football team. So it was an awesome experience. It was added responsibility, but it really was a privilege.
Did you expect the honour in the first place of being captain? Like, how did it sit with you?
Yeah, obviously extremely excited. Like, I had great captains before me. So when I was in year 10, I really looked up to Neil Erasmus. That's why I asked you before.
Yeah.
I heard you had Neil on your podcast. He was a great captain. And knowing that now you have that influence. So I've been in the stage that, you know, a kid looking up to Neil, and now all of a sudden, you know, I'm in that role. It was pretty cool, pretty overwhelming, yeah, because you have all of that responsibility, but, yeah, loved it.
So you mentioned that if the footy team lost on a weekend, the mood would be down on a Monday. What's the summer sort of sport? Is it cricket the number one that people care about the most?
Yeah, at school? It is cricket.
Yeah.
Basketball, so I play basketball as well. Yeah. I think basketball and cricket are similar. Yeah, basketball, okay. I think by
more people get around it because it's shorter.
Yeah, you got the gym, so I guess a pretty good culture in there when you have heaps of people. And some games we had against Aquinas, I could just be absolutely packed in the gym, you know. Boys just start chirping from the sidelines when you're in the corner. But yeah, I think it is cricket and basketball.
Yeah. So if both teams lost, it'd be really flat on a Monday.
Absolutely flat. Yeah, you'd feel it.
Yeah. Well, there must have been a bit of a PSA rivalry amongst the Claremont Colts squad last year with I'm guessing at least three schools part of the football club.
Yeah, Scotch, Church, Hale. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless there was St. Arthur Jones from Wesley.
No, I don't think it was.
Probably just the three. So what was the rivalry like at Claremont?
Oh, yeah, it was. If we won, we'd tell them we're coming, yeah. Like, particularly with Scotch, because Scotch were the benchmark. And I remember just saying, you know, well, we beat Guildford this week. Like, we're coming for you. And Banners, look out, mate. Like, because they, you know, they're at the top. They had their chests out at training. But just let them know that we're coming. But it was, you know, obviously it comes, you play footy against them and it gets really heated.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm kind of a player that plays a little bit on the edge and particularly did in PSA. And you'd get really heated with them. And then you come to training and your teammates again. So it's a weird mix. Yeah. But what happens, you become really good mates. And that's kind of the best part.
It's fair to say there's no real other competition in terms of the pathway from rock bottom to AFL that's like that, where you're training against your opposition to also play with each other.
I guess the only other in thing a way, is state, like state 18s, different Colts players.
Yeah, but that's all at one point in the year. That's not throughout the whole year. True. I was going to say like the Waffle state team as well. But, it's quite unique. It's
a strange dynamic,
yeah.
And we've spoken to a lot of boys about that Colts flag last year. What did it mean for yourself to win that?
Oh, it was an awesome day. Like, a lot's been said, I think, on this podcast about that Colts flag. But it really was a pretty special day. And it's something that I'll hold with me for a long time. Just getting to, firstly, you get to play on Optus, which is awesome. Like, you walk out and all of a sudden you're in Optus Stadium. Like, this is where the AFL players play. And it had a lot of build up, and particularly to the club, it meant a lot. So it was really was an awesome experience.
And how long after that flag did you sort of set yourself for league the next year? You obviously would have celebrated well, but
then we did.
You're setting goals for the next year, and I know preseason can come around quick.
It does, yeah. We obviously win the flags, you're up and about, but then you kind of switch over and into preseason, and then you're in a different squad, so you go from kind of being the top, of the group, and now you're back right at the bottom of the pecking order. You go to the senior team, you look up, Jar Bolton and Bailey Rogers, players like that got Sandover medals. But I guess playing league, I've always thought I just want to get the best out of my football, at whatever that is, and what will come will come. So I just said, you know, I just want to go hard at it, and we'll see what happens. And then, you know, got the opportunity in round two, and then played again last week, and it's been awesome. Not something I anticipated. I did speak with the mentors that I had, particularly Brad Weirer, who kind of said to me, you know, don't sell yourself short. Like, you could this season, if you crack in, you could be a chance. And yeah, obviously I was very lucky. I did get the chance. I think, you know, Ash Prescott, he's backed me. I think he's a great coach. He really knows what he's talking about. And yeah, I've just got lucky, I guess, and got the opportunity.
Yeah, you pretty much just summed this next question up, but a stack of the footy in round one, you probably were thinking reserves footy's not too hard. And then obviously that debut came the next week. So I guess, did you feel it coming after that first round?
To be honest, so what happens after every game, we go out and then we do like the tunnel for the league.
Yeah.
And the Colts boys that weren't playing were there as well. I think it might have been, no, yeah, the Colts boys were hanging around. And I kind of just walked over and someone go, oh, cheeky 35, mate. I'm like, you're joking. I haven't had 35 because, yeah, I just didn't, it didn't feel like that.
Yeah.
And then I guess, you know, it turns out I did. And I still didn't really think, like, even though I'd had that and people were saying, oh, he played well, I still thought, oh, league, is, you know, it's another level. But obviously got the opportunity and I'm very thankful for it.
Yeah, as you said, there's a nice photo of you running out with the boys getting around you on league debut with that tunnel. The results haven't been ideal, but how have you found the jump up to seniors? Because from an outside point of view, you haven't looked out of place.
It's definitely a step up in terms of pace. That's the number one thing I found, particularly first quarter against East Freo, who are a really good team, you know, and showed us up a bit in the first game. That was a big, big shock for me. But I think, and last week, I look at that game, I think it's a missed opportunity for us. I think the way we play when we're going, as you probably saw in the second, third and fourth quarter, we looked really good. And to be honest, when I was playing, I'm like, we're not going to lose this game. We're humming now. The culture's up and then, you know, we kind of fall up short, which, you know, is disappointing. But, yeah, and back to your question in terms of the step up, it is faster, more physical. But I think the way I play is very, like, just around the ball and, you know, kind of give the first option. And I think I've always thought that, you know, that can be played at any level. Like, it just doesn't – the pace could be bigger, the bigger bodies, but I'm kind of pride myself on it. I'll just kind of put my head over the ball and give the first option.
Two, I guess, contrasting games, I guess, getting belted in your debut, not that we want to touch on that too much, but yeah, then also a one-point loss. Like, they're two different sort of results in the sense of, like, obviously both are losses, but – One so close.
Obviously, they both hurt in their own right. Yeah. Like, it's obviously really flat after a 90-point loss to East Freo. But I think to our credit, we bounce back next week. And I mean, I look at our record, we're 0-3. Could easily be 2-1.
Yeah.
And I guess we don't write ourselves off at all. You know, there's great people around the club, great players, great coaching staff, good system. And I think, you know, we are 0-3, but, you know, we back ourselves to be able to bring it back.
Like that loss on the weekend, you could blame like one thing, one mistake, and that could have been it. It wasn't like multiple mistakes. Like a one-point loss is, you know, it could be one mistake in the whole of the game.
Mm.
So that's, like, you didn't get the 4 points, but, I mean, it's almost a win.
Really, yeah, we kicked 1-8, I think, in the last quarter.
Yeah.
And you know, for us, that's, I reckon that's uncharacteristic, the amount of work that we put in, you know, to our goal kicking and things like that. So things can change.
In the last couple of years, Claremont have always been a high scoring team as well. So that just shows. Have you found, I guess, all the balance between splitting time at Hale and Claremont in the past and now just being at Claremont in terms of your footy?
It's obviously really difficult with Hale and Claremont because you don't get to give your all, because PSA takes priority, right? So you give your all to PSA and kind of Claremont is just on top.
Yep.
And then when you have your buyers, you commit yourself fully to Claremont, which makes it difficult in terms of selection, things like that.
Qualification for finals.
Yeah, absolutely. Qualification for finals. You know, team chemistry, finding your role in the team, that's a big part. Like, what I do in PSA would be different to what I do in Claremont. Yeah. So that is difficult. But then obviously it's been really good this year to be able to just, you know, sink my teeth into just Claremont, being able to spend a lot of time, you know, at the club, you know, buy in, you know, to the team culture, and really understand my role with the team.
Yeah. And how do you think Hale will go this year? What, first particularly?
Yeah, I'm pretty biased. I think they'll win. Yeah, I back them.
Any big talent coming through?
Oh, they've got some really good players. I think particularly, yeah, they do. You know, Brady Foster, Charlie Cotter, you know, Jed Hewitt. I'm like really good mates with all these blokes. I'm not going to say that they're not going to finish first. And I think they will. They'll be a really good team. They've got great people around it. They've got a good year 11 group. I'm really looking forward to watching it. As much as it'll hurt a bit, not playing it, like just watching.
Yeah. You probably know a bit more than us, but is Scotch a chance of going for 5 in a row?
To be honest, I actually don't know a lot
okay.
about Scotch at the moment. I've heard, obviously, this is just from the Hale boys, what I find. They reckon AC, Trinity, everyone says Scotch will fall off. I said that my all 3 years.
This is the year.
No. I mean, like, everyone will say that Scotch, I said it for 3 years. Never happened, unfortunately. So don't buy into that. Yeah. You know, Scotch will fall off. They've done it for 4 years. They've done it for 5 years. You know, they'll always be there. It'll be a really even competition, I reckon.
Yeah.
And the Tuckwell scholarship also came your way, which I believe only 25 students received.
You did your Google search, did
Australia,
you?
Yeah. away from footy, I believe you had the opportunity to go to UWA, but having a gap year, you said.
Yes. Yeah. So I think the Tuckwell. So I got offered that over to Canberra. So I flew over. I actually missed a game against South Freo to fly over to Canberra to interview for it. Was lucky enough to get it.
Wait, was this last year?
Yeah, last year.
You missed what could have been, say, if you needed to play 6 games or something.
Yeah, yeah. So
you could have missed the finals rolled the opportunity. Dice. Yeah.
And I was lucky enough, I got it. So imagine if I didn't
get
it.
And you played finals. Yeah.
But I ended up rejecting it. So that kind of, it was a big decision at the time. So I spoke a lot, you know, again with the mentors that I have, like Brad Weir and Jason Norris. They were big influences in my decision. And I guess Canberra's Canberra. That's the first part I found. And also, you know, my mates and my family and things like that. And football, particularly Claremont. Like, I really felt that I was getting a part of the culture at Claremont, the senior team. So I didn't really want to give that up. But it was a tough decision. Like, it was a few sleepless nights thinking about that. But I'm happy with what it is. And now I'm decided, yeah, I'm going to take a gap year, which would be good.
Just going back to your point about how successful Claremont have been in the past, I was going to mention it before, but I saw a stat that 90-point loss, sorry to bring it up again, but this is kind of a reflection of how good Claremont have been. Mm. I'm pretty sure the 90-point loss was the largest loss the club has had since 2008 at least.
Really?
So 15 years. So, like, you, as a supporter, I think you'd take losing by that margin once every 15 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for sure. I'm not sure.
It's definitely better than being a West Coast supporter and that happening every second week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll move on to the Instagram Q&As now.
This will be good.
A lot has come through. The first one's a bit of a general run from... Well, we've got a couple of general ones.
Do you have the names next to it so I can...
No names.
We will say the name. But
10 plus accounts is listed here. Where does the Angry Bird nickname come from?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think it came from Josh Wolfe. So when I was in year 10, he reckons my nose was like a beak, which is like stiff, but I mean, and
especially the Angry Bird beaks.
Yeah. It's not a compliment. Yeah. I guess, cause of AB, like Ashton Bryan. So I got AB, they kind of just sort of stuck. Yeah. That's an Angry Bird. Wondering, bro.
Yeah. No, I know what it is. I was just going to pull them up.
So that's where it's come from. They don't really call me Angry Bird. Like thankfully that hasn't stuck at Claremont.
Yeah, okay.
Like it's usually just AB. Because it's tough. Like, imagine if in a game calling out Angry Bird.
It's not like a quick nickname. Yeah. It's like, you
know. It's very un-Australian in a way, because usually Australian nicknames, they try to make it shorter. Yeah. Or something catchy like a Y or something in the end. Yeah. Another general one. What inspired the trim and what haircut do you ask for?
Well, they're referring to a joke that, like, they reckon I used to have a Lego brick haircut. You know how. Yeah, but a little comb over. That's what they thought I had. So that's what they're referring to there. But usually I just ask for what I have and bring it in a bit, you know, like just take a bit of length.
Is this the one we're talking about?
No.
That's a bit of a basic Lego sort of haircut.
Yeah, it's a bit. No, just like.
Well, this one.
Yeah. That's the one they're looking for. So I used to have a haircut like that. So,
A construction guy.
All right, next question. Another general one.
Nah, we did that. We got...
Oh, no.
Ollie?
Yeah, we are.
Ollie Robson, how did you break your foot?
Thanks, Robbo. Yeah, I fell down the stairs. Just fell down the stairs. Like, everyone thinks there's more to it.
Sleepwalking?
No, not even. Literally just was walking down this set of stairs. Not even like kind of running down. And my foot kind of just went in. And this is in year 11, so I... Not really a joke. I ended up missing half the season, but I just kind of rolled in. They call it like a ballerina's injury. And just, I heard it crack and I knew.
Straight away.
That's trouble.
Mm. Ollie, again, explain the passenger door incident.
Yeah, so he...
Didn't break your
Robbie
foot.
Used to take me to training when I was in year 11. And he kind of, he'd had enough of me in the car. He dropped me about 100 metres from my house and said, just get out. So I just closed the door, slammed it. The door almost just bounced back, and I'm like, what's happened here? It's his dad's like $60,000 ute. Oh. He doesn't own it, so. And then, yeah, the door was, it was buggered. I paid him for it, though.
That's it. Cody Angove, is it true you robbed Hamish Davis for the Hale Best and Fairest?
Well, I'm not sure what Angove wants me to say to that. Yeah, he's just been cheeky.
Liam _ Unicomb, is the bromance with Hamish Davis real?
Yeah, it's real. No, I'm joking. No, we're best mates. Yeah, it's a bit of a joke. Who said that? Sorry?
Liam _ Unicomb.
I don't even know that bloke. I thought it'd be like Angobo or Hazy or someone, because they always, you know, take the mick out of me and Hamo. They say like, oh, your boyfriend Hamo and all that. But yeah, we're best mates. I kick the ball to him a lot. That probably doesn't help. But yeah.
I mean, if he kicks goals, then...
Yeah, he kicks goals, yeah. So who else would I kick it to, I mean?
Yeah, reliability. Sonny Arango.
Oh, this will be good.
Yep. Favourite PSA teammate who was a boarder?
Was a boarder or broader?
Boarder.
PSA teammate that was a boarder. Well, not Sonny, because that's what he's referring to. Probably Tom Higgins. He played thirds. Big boy. Not like you cut out first 18... footballer kind of thing. Like, he came from thirds and he was just a good guy. But I think Sonny's trying to get a mention there. I can't give it to him, unfortunately. I'm pretty happy that that's all he put down. Did he cut a few out of Sonny's?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially, there was some ones from, I guess, the names we've already mentioned that we had to cut out as well. So they should be happy to get at least one question included.
Yeah. I'm not on this morning. I don't know how I thought that was broader. Jack Lubich _ pre-game routine.
There's not a lot to it, really. It's just, yeah, I usually have porridge. So my grandma makes like porridge.
Yeah.
My dad, shocking cook, right? But has somehow nailed the porridge that he does. So he kind of...
Is it a one from the shops or is
he like gets the oats himself. And he like generally makes it himself. Yeah, he gets pretty up and about it. Like, he takes photos and sends it. He's like, oh, look how good this is. I'm like, mate, we've just had like... burnt steak for dinner the night before. Congrats, you've cooked porridge. But it is good. That's kind of my pre-game meal. And the other thing is I get my boots on pretty early. That's my, yeah.
Mm. But your pre-game routine's probably had to change somewhat because obviously PSA and like Colts to now league later in the day.
Well, the later in the day one is difficult because you start at 2:10. Like, what do you have for lunch before? Yeah. Like, I'm usually just sushi.
That's
sushi
what man. So many people have said to us of late, like off air and on air, like they're not sure what to do during the day when the game's in the
afternoon.
You can't
do anything. Your whole day's ruined when you play.
Yeah, it is. It generally is ruined. Like, I watch a bit of NBA in the morning. That's pretty good. And that'd be good because the playoffs are starting because I love my NBA.
No, I reckon I've never been this disconnected with the NBA this year.
Really?
I don't reckon I've watched one
on too game. Much.
I don't know.
It is pretty hard to follow if you're not... If you, like, miss, like, a little bit of it.
Yeah, if you want
to
play catch-up. Yeah, I agree.
There'll be five players that are at different teams if you don't watch it for a week.
Do you go for a team?
I'm an LA Clippers man.
Oh,
gosh. I know we were up the top early on in the season.
Clippers. I'm a Lakers man, so I don't know if we can... Yeah.
Well, you're kicking us out of...
Yeah, Lakers look good. Crypto. I'm looking forward to... Arena.
Celtics.
Nuggets is a bit of a death sentence, I think. Unfortunately.
Clinched a division, but we haven't clinched a playoff spot yet.
Ted,
how many games have we got left? Sorry.
It's playoffs time.
Is it?
Yeah.
So this morning before I left, who was I watching?
That was a play-in.
Playing game, and I didn't decide to watch it.
It was Philly-Miami.
Yeah, that's the game.
Batum had a big... big game.
Yeah, that would have been. All right, next question.
Ted Dingle, when are you coming back to Scarbs?
Well, so Ted, the Dingle family is good mates with my dad, and they're a good Scarborough family, so I don't know. Hopefully.
A long time down the track after a successful Waffle career.
Hopefully.
Or maybe even AFL career, potentially.
But yeah, I love Scarborough. Like, when I was younger, that's probably, I used to spend like the day there and loved it. There's no better atmosphere than like a local footy game down at Millington Reserve.
That's Scarborough, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
Atmosphere is big.
Great wide oval, ground.
Wide ground. Like, if it's on the other side, you won't hear anything. Then you come down this end, it's just...
Yeah, great.
Yeah, abuse.
The looniest punk, I believe it is. The best house at Hale, which is probably... could be controversial.
The best house at Hale? Oh, probably Luke Punk. Are we talking like... What are we talking like?
Yeah, like your school house.
Oh, I thought you were talking like houses in... Like residential home.
No. Yeah, nah. I'm assuming it's like
yeah, Tregoning. I'm a Tregoning, Tregoning man. I was actually umpiring house sport two days ago, and they put me in a Tregoning game, and I was just getting absolutely abused for bias. Like, I give away a free kick. I gave a free kick to my brother away and just got abused by all these boarders just having a go at me. But, yeah, I'm Tregoning. I bleed maroon. Hopefully we'll be back in top of the cock house, which is kind of our rankings.
Okay.
Great house.
Max Raw sends a question in a lot of the time. Talk us through your prestigious nickname, The Accountant. How many nicknames do you have?
I don't know. I have something for nicknames. I seem to get a few. Nah, so they joke. It actually comes from Joe Matthews. You've had Joe on this pod. Yeah, real character. Right? I'm not sure if you picked that up.
Yeah.
So sense of humour.
Thinks he's pretty funny. So because I got a good ATAR and it got posted on Facebook and he saw it. So he just says, oh, hey, being mate, The Accountant, just because, I don't know, because I got good grades. So, yeah, that's a bit of a joke that we have.
I don't think you need great grades to be accountant.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling Joe, but Joe's not that smart, so he doesn't. Joe doesn't get it.
He'll be a professional golfer one day, hopefully.
He won't be. We had the Claremont Golf Day, actually. He shot shocking, which... literally made everyone so
happy. Someone who I'm pretty sure plays a lot of golf.
Made everyone so happy.
I'm sure he went straight from the studio and then to golf when he came in.
I did the opposite of that, though. I was at the golf course.
He's got a tough life, Joe.
Cody Katsoukas.
Katsoukas. Always see his name.
Clamor boy.
Yeah. Thoughts on your streamer highlights reel getting mixed with Aiden Riddles?
Yeah, so that was the joke that Aiden was the ruckman. So that's where you got the clearance king from. A streamer didn't edit. And yeah, he always laughs because he thinks it was all Aiden. He says it was just Aiden's highlights. He's telling it to me, which is pretty stiff. But yeah, I don't see Cody. He hasn't got a stream one yet. But I'll wait for it. I'll see when it comes.
Streamer doing good work. Levi _ Casson, is Levi your favourite cousin?
Well, I have to say yes. Yes. Yes.
Callum.
Yes, Levi, you are.
Wild?
Not Wild?
Callum Wild, yeah.
Or is it just Wild? How's your golf game?
It's good. It's getting there. On paper, better than Joe Matthews, as I just said.
Wow, that's big.
But yeah, I play with Cal a bit. He's really competitive, so he doesn't take losing well.
What's up with Callum's and being competitive at golf? One of my best mates is the most competitive at golf there is.
Shocking group. But yeah, because I beat him a lot, he doesn't take it very well. But yeah, he'll get better. He's a good kid. he practices a lot.
Yeah.
But I practice a lot as well. I'm not very good, but hopefully I can get good one day.
There was one from Otis Harvey about the Lego. We'll skip that because we covered the Lego
head.
But Zach _Williams_, not the AFL player, I'm assuming. how did you go on the Chinese test? And also, when are we going to film the project?
Well, he actually doesn't know that up with... So he's in my... I learned Chinese at school. And I take a unit in Chinese at uni, and Zach's in my group project. I actually haven't told him that I've withdrawn from UWA, so he's probably... I haven't rocked up to class for like the last 3 weeks, so surely he's picked up. But yeah, Zach, if you're listening, I can't contribute to the group project anymore.
He's done.
I'm not at UWA.
Andreas Grubzier? Grubzier? Which brother out of Carter and Mac is going furthest in footy?
Oh, I can't. Nah, they're both good footy players. Like Cardle, he'll play midfield for Hale this year. He'll be a good player. And Mac, he's in year nine, so, and he's a good player as well. So they're both good footy players.
This is Andreas.
Andreas is in Carter's year. Yeah, so he's trying to stir things up.
Yeah, they're different levels though. They're different. Exactly. Developing stages.
Yeah, they are. You can't compare them.
Josh _ Dawes. Now, there's a few from Josh Dawes, and there's a few from Josh Hawes. So both of Josh Hawes.
If it ends with an Oars, I don't want to hear it. Dawes and Hawes.
Are they related or is it?
No, they're not. They're just, there's like on our footy trip we had last year. Like these guys are notorious pests, right? Both of them.
I can tell.
Josh Hawes and Josh Dawes. Like there was a joke. Sonny Arangio, as he said, because I was doing the roomings and I was trying to get like boys that didn't know each other in the same room so they could get to know each other. And Sonny just goes, please don't put me with anyone that has a last name ending with Oars.
Well, Josh Dawes says, where did your nickname The Geek come from?
I've never been called The Geek in my life.
We may as well go to Josh. Do you compare yourself with William Shakespeare?
Is that Hawes or Dawes?
That's Hawes.
I wouldn't expect. Yeah. Well, here's a story for you. So I was a captain of Hale, the school last year, and because of that, I had to be involved in the school play.
these off-field commitments that we're talking about.
Not at all involved in drama, like shocking, and had to do like a little opening line, and I didn't tell the boys that I'd missed past a night. I'm not telling them that, you know, I've got to go be in a play. So I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, sorry, boys, I've got like a family dinner, won't be able to be there. And anyway, turns out they found out that I was in the school play. Copped it. Anyway, the AC boys found out. And they just like, they started calling me Shakespeare because I was just involved in school. Like, I've never been in a school play in my life. But anyway, that was like an on-field thing. Like, I'd kick the ball, I'd be like, oh, good kick, Shakespeare.
Hey, you're getting the footy. The more you get in the footy, you're copping it probably. So
I like the next question from Josh Dawes. It's somewhat related to kicking.
Why do you handball so much? Is it because you can't kick?
It's Rich from Dawes. You've never seen him touch the footy. But, yeah, I guess my game is very, like, in and under. So it ends up being a lot of handball. Like, I think I won Colts game a few years ago. No, sorry, not a few years. Last year. Where I had, like, 21 handballs, 2 kicks. And that's kind of where it just copped it. But, like, I look at my game and there's... It's not like I overly handball. It's just when I get the ball, the best option for me is because it's kind of at the source is to handball. But I think, you know, these days my ratio's evened out a bit, which is good.
I think commentate, like, media get, like, not relating to you, but, like, media get angry at guys who handball too much. Like, there's a talk about Harley Reid, like, he's handballing the ball too much and the media just go after him, like, obviously.
Well, handball... For some, like...
It works.
Yeah, it can get... Not only gets people in the game, but it can put people in really good positions. And I've always, you know, kind of prided myself on my handball and my kicking and my short kicking. And, yeah, I guess it's just the way I play, it tends to be a slightly more handballs than kicks.
I think we'll go to the last one from a Dawes or Hawes. Josh again. Actually, no, it's Dawes. They're both Josh. How do you feel about your player comparison to Blake Jury?
He's taking the mic there, Dawsey. There's never been a player comparison like that.
There's a couple more. We'll quickly get some quick answers from Jack McLeod. Where did your favourite quote, "Tar simply," come from?
No, what Norm's referring to there is that there was a game against Christchurch. I got tagged by a guy called Max Yeo. And his Instagram handle was called Tar Simply. So that's what they kind of took the mic. But I'm actually, Max and I, off field, you know, we're good. I actually saw him at Leavers a few times, which was good. But that's the Tar Simply reference.
Finn Colg, toughest opponent you've faced?
Finn Clue?
Yeah, it must be. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, he's looking for a mention. Finn's tough. Like, he's pretty accountable around the stoppage, I found. But it'd be hard to go past like Miller Murdoch. I like Finn, but Miller Murdoch unfortunately gets the votes there.
Poe Kush, can you bench more than your dad?
Yes.
and
Jed Hewitt.
Jed Hewitt, yeah, finished with Jed.
Rumour has it, you broke, it says your, broke. But, broke. But you broke the record for the most smuts in a PSA season. Can you confirm?
No, I can't possibly comment on that, unfortunately, yet.
Fair enough. Oh, God. Probably see where that's going.
Yeah. can't believe you finished on that.
I'll see if there's any late ones.
Any late ones? It's probably been up there.
The other ones we haven't. There were so many about levers, which I don't know. We just
what happens at levers usually stays. Yeah. At levers.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, Jaden Davis, NBA Finals predictions. Probably should have asked that earlier.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Lakers fan, so Lakers yeah. win. I can't see the Celtics not coming out of the East. Unfortunately,
the Lakers aren't winning it from seventh. They got to win a.
Still we'll get through Jordan. Denver and then.
They're still got to win a bloody playing game, do they?
Oh, we've already won.
Oh, it's already happened, has it?
Come on, bro. Switch on. Yeah, but I can see get past the Nuggets could be trouble. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to face the Lakers.
Dark horse
in the playoffs.
Fair. Wouldn't want to face Jokic either.
Yeah, it's fair.
All right, we'll move on to the quiz if that's it.
Yep.
Last week, Noah Katchard, 11 out of a possible 14. Almost, we actually thought, actually, no. Was it him yet? Yeah, I think
Josh
it was
Edwards
him.
Got 9.5 as well.
How do you get a half point?
Well, there's a couple. Of yeah. First question's height and weight. So you only got one of them right. So that's
180.
Well, for you, yeah, we'll start with that if you may as well.
Oh, okay, sorry.
On, 180 is right, so there's your half
and
point for that.
78 kilos?
Correct.
That's one point. Yeah. So.
But the actual question is, what's your height and weight on the Waffle website? But we jumped the gun and got the correct answer anyway. So that's one from one. But yeah, you're looking right. at the leaderboard, 11's your top out of a possible 14, and 7.5 is the wooden spoon at this stage. Question number two, Ethan.
How many Waffle games have you played across all levels?
Is this including futures?
Good question. I do not think so.
Is that... I wouldn't probably count that.
I actually don't even think it'd be that many, given PSA.
Mm.
I'm going to go 10.
Oh, 11.
11.
Yeah, did you
eight
count?
Colts, one reserves, two league.
And then one futures game,
which
apparently.
Doesn't count.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, missed out on the point there.
Hurts. Question three. Of these 11 games, you've kicked two goals and how many points?
Three.
Four.
One off again.
One from three.
Number four. I'm hoping you'll get this. The amount of touches you've had in your two league games adds up to the number of touches you had in round one of the reserves. What's the number? We said it before. Basically, how many disposals did you get in?
No, but see, the Waffle updates, the stats are like...
Different on the website.
Yeah, it's different on the website to the app because they update the app ones. Mm. But then, like, I think I know what I've had in the last... It was 34.
Correct.
Yeah.
34 on the website, 35 on the app.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. So
Two from four.
Question number five. What was the last year that Hale won the ARCO?
2019.
Correct. Question number six.
So 3 from 5.
How many ranking points did you average per game in the PSA last season? Which was on the top.
171.
There's a 7, there's a 1 in it.
165.
0.7.
0.7. Which was... Took that stat out.
How?
Thanks to WA Footy Prospects for.
So does he do that himself?
No, we get Premier data, so they do it all for us.
Just for Hale or for the whole comp?
No, for the whole comp.
For
yeah.
the whole comp.
Yep. Right. Impressive.
Three from six.
Question number seven. Name someone drafted from the Scarborough Junior Footy Club.
Will Power.
Correct.
Trying to press on the link. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I got
it. Is it? Oh, I see. The only
How's the one I remember because he wasn't, and the Dingles always talk about him because I think they coached him, but he wasn't even in the state team, and he kind of just came from nowhere.
Pick 19, he was.
Yeah. Good player.
Four from seven. Question number eight.
How many touches did you have in the Colts grand final last year?
19?
Correct.
Is it four from four or five?
Five from eight.
Sorry, not five from four.
Five from eight.
Five from eight. Question number nine. 5 points up for grabs. So where can we get? We can get to 10. Is that right? Four on five?
Yeah, well, question number nine. Question number nine, one point.
Yep, but still 6 points up for grabs. The last five games of Waffle you've played, you've had more handballs than kicks, like I guess we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Who was the opponent the last time you had more kicks than handballs?
Oh. Is it in the last five games? No. Perth?
Oh, yeah, correct.
Correct.
In the week two of the finals, you had 11 kicks and 10 handballs. Which, well, that was the semi-final?
Yeah, it took us to the grand final, didn't it? Yeah.
And then obviously the rematch.
Yeah.
With the double chance.
Yep. So
we are on six from nine
with possible 5 points up for grabs here.
So who am I? So someone related to where you've been, what you've done, sort of thing. Each line we go through less points up for grabs. So if you get the birthday straight up, there's 5 points. Take a wild guess if you want. And then 4 points, three points, and so forth. I was born on the 23rd of April, 2003.
Neil Erasmus?
Incorrect. Mm. You get two more guesses at the birthday if you want. Yeah. But if you can move forward, if you...
No, I'll have to move forward.
Okay. For 4 points, I'm the most recent exhale person to be drafted.
Conrad?
Incorrect. For 3 points, but I played my footy at Swan Districts.
This is shocking. I should know this. Was it? Oh, Lawson.
Lawson Humphreys, correct.
Oh, I should have got that.
Last bit of that was, well, to 2 points, I was arguably the biggest prize draftee from last year at pick 63. I went to Geelong, Lawson Humphreys. Mm-hmm. So, did he go all the way through?
What do you mean? Like, yeah, I think.
Did he play at Guildford?
That's what Sawyer? I was thinking. Like,
I thought he played.
He's definitely had. I remember watching him at Hale. Like, he was a gun, and yeah, definitely deserves the opportunity that he's got.
Worked hard for
three points there. So that takes you up to
nine,
which isn't on the bottom. It's more than 50%. But
join two cricketers and Bryce Jackson and Joel Curtis
around sort of the middle to lower end of the table.
That hurts.
Started well. First question. Oh, yeah. And you're off on questions two and three. So that sort of hurt you.
Where did no half points for that? Or
We used to be very lenient, but now it's... Yeah. We might give you a hint if you're miles off, but you were pretty close, so... We never knew if you got everything right, if you became a genius later on and we gave you those questions right and they took you to 14 out of 14, then that's controversial, isn't it? Got to be a bit realistic.
Yep.
But close.
Can't be biased like you're umpiring, in your words.
I wasn't even that biased. I was just getting... Yeah. Like I gave one free kick to my brother and I knew as soon as I called it, I'm like...
Hey, if the free kick's there, I don't know what free kick
was. It was an obvious free kick, but I knew as soon as I called it, I'm in trouble here. And then just got hounded by these kids.
If you didn't give it, you'd get hounded by your brother. So
yeah, but I could deal with that.
Shut him up.
Yeah.
Of course, it is all thanks to Skinbro Hat Locker and Cheetah Clothing. Their links will be in the show notes with the discount codes as well. And of course, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, and of course, watch on YouTube and vice versa. I say that every week just to remind any new listeners.
Playing this week against Subi?
Not
can
sure
we confirm?
Yet.
Okay.
Can't confirm yet.
Yep.
Unfortunately, selection will
Thursday
come out.
Thursday night selection.
Yeah. Oh, it should come out like sometime today. Because you don't get told if you stay in the team, but I'll get told if I'm not in the team, I think. So we'll see. Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, it usually comes out like 6 or 7 o'clock, I think, on a Thursday night. Saturday games and Friday nights for Sunday, but whether you're playing league or reserves, best luck against CB this weekend.
Thank you, appreciate it.